Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, we were continuing to stress the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In John 9:35-38, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Who is the Son of God? Doesn't Psalms 2:7 say this? I will declare the decree, the Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. The Son of God, making himself equal with God. That's from the Old Testament. And now we're seeing the fulfillment here in John 9. And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and worshiped him. Jesus again receives worship. Now, if he's not God Almighty, then that's not good. Satan was kicked out of heaven because he thought he would ascend up into the mountains, up into the sides of the north, and exalt his throne above the Most High to receive worship. And so, my friend, that would be no better than Satan himself if Jesus is not God. Then we read in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, what's interesting there is the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, is a Greek couplet. Now, there is a rule of Greek grammar that is always true. Always, always, always true. And that rule is this. When you have two adjective nouns in the same Greek couplet, it always, always refers to the same subject. Well, what are the two adjective nouns? Great God is the first one, and Savior is the second one. And who is great God and Savior referring to? Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, you can't say that Jesus Christ is a God or a very high-ranking angel, the highest of angels. No. He is either God, God in the flesh, or he is one of the most miserable beings that we could ever know about because he blasphemed God by receiving worship that was due only unto God, and he would be worthy of eternal damnation for that reason. So Jesus is either a fraud or he is God. Well, my friend, I'm here to tell you, he's Almighty God come in the flesh. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And my friend, I will never apologize for speaking the truth of God's word. Here God's word has put down completely the philosophical meanderings of the Jehovah Witnesses. But we go on to see here in verse 4 of our text here in Hebrews 1. He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now the word excellent has the idea of a higher rank. Well, what rank is higher than angel? It is deity. And the word name describes the character of the person. It implies here the authority and dignity of that name. When one is baptized after salvation, he is unashamedly identifying him or herself with the claims of that person. It is who the person is. It is our public statement of identification and belief. That's why we don't sprinkle, we immerse. That's what the word baptize means, is to immerse. And we put them under the water, signifying the death of Christ, and then bring them up out of the water, signifying the resurrection of Christ. And of course, baptism was the first command right after salvation. Isn't it interesting that's so hard for some people to do? Why is it that you have those that are called, for example, skinheads? And I'm not making anything derogatory of them right now, but skinheads or a sports team with their clothing and tattoos and other things, things that speak of acceptance with a certain group. People have no problem with that. Now, what we're doing when we're being baptized, we're showing God's people, we're identifying with them by identifying with Christ. We're showing that we believe that Christ died for us, was buried and rose from the dead, and that we are buried with him in baptism, risen to walk in newness of life. And so that's what we do by that. Now, his name is more excellent than the archangel Michael, whose name means, who is like God. When it says here that he is so much better than the angels, that includes also Gabriel, the one who made the announcement to Mary and has the name that means man of God. The Hebrew of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 13, gives an angel the name of Palmoni, which means the wonderful numberer. Satan is also an angel that has nearly 40 names given him describing his character. Well, you need to understand, angels were sent to attend his birth. They were there at his resurrection. They will attend his second advent. In short, angels are servants, but they cannot be compared to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a better person. He is an inherently better person. So that's why we read there in verse 5, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Oh, my friend, that was never was that said to any of the angels, only unto Christ. So he is a better person, even in his humanity, being compared to the angels, is much better. So he's a better person, and he has a better position. So this verse 5 here of Hebrews chapter 1, is the first of at least 40 quotations from the Old Testament in the book of Hebrews. In verses 5 through 14, it will quote 7 Old Testament scriptures. And we're not going to look them all up, but they are Psalm 2, verse 7, which this verse 5, Hebrews 1, quotes. Then 2 Samuel 7:14, Psalm 97:7, Psalm 104:4, Psalm 45, verses 6 and 7. Psalms 102, verses 25 through 27, and Psalm 110, verse 1. And so these are verses from the Old Testament quoted right here in these first chapter of Hebrews. Now, the New Testament doesn't contradict the Old Testament truth. Rather, it completes it. All the rivers of the Old Testament pour their united floods into the ocean of the person of Christ. So don't lose sight of that. The New Testament does not contradict the Old Testament. Some people believe it does, but it does not. It completes it. Now, the objection of the Jews to Jesus is that since he is one God, he has no son. But again, that's what we read in Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Now, it refers not only to God's son, but to his coming resurrection as the first begotten from the dead. Now, let's understand, Jesus Christ existed in eternity past as spirit, for God is a spirit. The Holy Spirit of God came upon Mary. Now, Mary was a sinner, my friend. She was not deity at all. She offered a sin offering after the birth of Christ, so we know that she was a sinner. And you say, well, she did that in obedience. Well, she did that in obedience, but she wasn't a sinner. Then she lied in that sin offering. So then she had sin. So again, you never see Jesus offering a sin offering for himself, but he became a sin offering for us. So as we think of those things, Mary was never deity. And it's a fallacy. It's a doctrine of hell to deify Mary. Was she blessed? Oh, yes, she's very blessed and a godly Christian woman. But she was not God. However, Jesus, he is Emmanuel, the Bible tells us, God with us. He became the Son of God when he took on humanity. When his humanity was born there in Bethlehem, then the humanity of his person became the Son of God. His humanity started back in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. But his spirit, and God as a spirit, existed throughout eternity past. From everlasting to everlasting, the psalmist tells us, Thou art God. And being a son is a far better position than angel. Now, this is referring to the Bible custom also of declaring a son. Until then, the son is as an honored or, well, favored servant. After the declaration, he is to be treated the same as the master. The Father entered the act of Jesus taking on humanity by declaring of himself as Father. In other words, when the Spirit of God came on Mary, she was told that that holy thing which would be born of her was the Son of God. This speaks of eternal generation. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.